Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, December 18th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it, you know. The Federal Reserve caught me by surprise today. I thought, and I blogged and I tweeted, @MuckDog on Twitter, by the way, but I tweeted that no way, no how, none, zero, zip. I don't think there's any chance that the Fed would start their tapering today. And yes, it's only $85 billion to $75 billion per month. Or in other words, $1.2 trillion savings. Or cutting $1.2 trillion from the deficit over the next 10 years, as it'll be reported. Isn't it funny how they do that? Even though they're still, you know, buying all this, they tend to report it like they're doing themselves a favor, doing everyone a favor. But anyways, there's still a lot of money floating out there. But now the question is, going forward, how are they going to continue on with this cut? And, you know, it really surprised me because I didn't think Ben Bernanke would do this on his last day as his last meeting, right, as Federal Reserve Chairman. I didn't think he'd do this. I thought he'd just let us all have a Merry Christmas and let Janet Yellen worry about tapering. But he started the process, so now the question is, what happens next, right? So I guess we'll worry about that when we have to worry about that. But it is December, and December, when the markets had a good year, December tends to be up because I think all the big boys want to show that they own the winners. They own the winners in their portfolios at year end. So anybody who doesn't own the winners, I think they're piling in. The other thing, too, is that there's not a lot of tax loss selling this year, right? So sometimes in bad years, you see November, December, you see a dip somewhere where losers get sold. And I guess, you know, gold maybe, I don't know. But anyway, so there's just not a lot of places to do some tax loss selling this year. So everybody's just going to pile in, right? Santa Claus rally. That's my thought anyways, and I've been in cash, you know, and as I mentioned on the blog, I have done a little bit of day trading, but nothing significant, and, you know, just picking off nickels and dimes here and there, and kind of missing some of these really big moves. But here we have the Dow and the S&P 500 at all-time highs. NASDAQ's got a ways to go, but seems to be getting there slowly but surely. So we have the last couple weeks of December ahead of us. Volume's probably going to get lighter and lighter as we move forward. So if the market does continue up, and I would expect it to, and maybe hopefully even the first week or so of January, you know, the January effect and all that sort of thing. And isn't there a small cap effect? You know, this is a good time of year to review the Stock Trader's Almanac. Right, Jeff Hirsch? And see what the historical trends are. And sometimes if those things don't hold true, if the Santa Claus rally doesn't happen, if the first week of January doesn't rally, sometimes that means bad things for the year, right? Because that's not normal. Anyways, hey, I haven't done an audioboo or a podcast for a while. I know. It's just been, you know, dealing with the health issues with the feet. The feet still bother me, but doing a lot better. Thank you. You know, I have been blogging, though, right? Somewhat more than usual than I had been. Apple stock's interesting, and I only say that because it was a darling, right? I think that's kind of moved on to Facebook and Twitter, but just to talk about Apple, because it had moved up quite a bit, just some anecdotal Peter Lynch kind of buy what you know sort of thing, and I don't own any, but directly anyways. I've noticed that a lot of my friends and acquaintances are buying iPad Airs as gifts, Mini Air, the iPad Minis, and the iPad Airs as gifts. I know it's an expensive gift, and maybe I hang around in that kind of crowd, but quite a few people giving them as gifts, and I don't know what that means. I mean, it just seems like a lot of those are being purchased right about now, so it'll be interesting to see when Apple does report how this quarter does, because I think a lot of them are being out as gifts. I mean, I know folks are giving out 3 or 4 or 5 of these things to family and friends, and it's like, it's a, you know, probably good news for MasterCard and Visa too, right? That's what I'm thinking, but easy monthly installments. Anyways, hey, I'm going to keep this relatively short. I did talk about Facebook and Twitter a little bit. To me, you know, I would get in them on a bigger dip. I'm not interested in them here. I think the market caps are really huge on those things, and when a correction does come, that's where it's going to hit the worst. Just my thought. Anyways, hey, I hope you have a great one. Again, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And I hope you're having a great, great day and a great time Christmas shopping. Hope you're on Amazon and not in long lines at the mall. Have a great one. See ya.